I sent you a couple of pictures that we need to discuss because something happened in Japan that was really shocking. And, you know, we're late. We're not late on this story for America, but apparently this has been news in Japan for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize. I know we do have listeners in Japan, so I apologize to our Japanese listeners that we are late to this story. But I think it's important that we discuss it because it's a big news story. It's a big one. So I have photographs that if you're watching us on Twitch, you'll be able to see the photographs. But obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, I'll just describe it to you. So there is a well-known YouTuber. She has something like 300,000 followers or subscribers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a fishing show. So she's in Japan and she's on like a canal or whatever. And she's doing her fishing show, her fishing YouTube channel thing. And as she's fishing, she looks down and she sees a body.
Oh, no.
She sees a body floating.
Like Dexter.
Yeah. She sees a woman floating and is like, wait, is that what I think it is? And people around her were like, oh, my God, it's a body floating. So somebody calls 911 or whatever the number is in Japan.
Yeah, 111 or whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, in England, it's 999.
Right.
So I don't know what it is in Japan because I haven't been there and I should probably know, but I don't. Mm. So calls 911. The emergency crew comes and they send divers in and the divers go in and they get this body and they start to bring the body out. And something very shocking happens. You're going to show the pictures to the... Okay. So as they're bringing the body out, the head falls off.
Oh, no.
So now everyone's horrified. At first they see, I have another picture that I sent you where you could see the body floating. And now they pull the body up and the head falls off and everyone is horrified. But, you know, and it's, they don't know how long it's been in the water. There's no blood or anything, you know. They pull the body up and they find that it's a sex doll.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
It is a sex doll, and that they see not too far away is like mounds of trash. And I guess somebody threw out their sex doll, and with the rest of the trash in the big pile, it ended up in this canal. Because that's been a problem in this canal, that this canal is too much trash. But first of all, sex dolls float? That was interesting.
Why wouldn't they? They're made of plastic, rubber, or whatever. It's
silicone.
Like a big balloon.
Yeah, I figured silicone looks heavy to me. I figured that would sink.
I've never seen one in person, so I don't know. But the ones I see in the movies are just like a big balloon with all.
Yeah.
With that.
With the mouth open. Yeah. No, they make them, but they're so realistic that this woman who was fishing when she first saw this. Now, if you're watching us on Twitch, I'm showing you a picture and it looks like
that's a dead woman.
It looks like a dead woman. I mean,
with a really nice ass.
She's face down.
Uh-huh.
The arms are out the way you would be as if you were dead and floating.
That's not a cheap sex doll. That's an expensive one.
Yeah, this thing's probably thousands of dollars, but it really, especially the hair, everything about it looks very real. And from far away, it does look like a dead body. And people were flipping out. So I guess, you know. Upside, it wasn't a dead body.
But somebody threw it out.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, I had this conversation with a girlfriend of mine. We were talking about our sex toys. And I said, what do you do with sex toys when you no longer want them? Like, okay, when I got married for my bachelorette party, I had those friends that showed up at the party and got me all kinds of sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
But there were ones I didn't want. Because it wasn't, you know, you gotta choose your own sex toys. It's not like, it's like you can't buy somebody shoes. You know, they know what they like. They know what size. They know what feels comfortable. Same thing with sex toys. You can't take it to Goodwill. So we had a conversation about how do you throw out a sex toy? Do you just put it in the trash? But it's recyclable. So do you put it in recycling? Trace back
burial.
To you?
He'll trace back to you. Run DNA on that. Sir, it's a rabbit. Run DNA on it. We got to find out who. We got to figure out whose this is. You give it a proper burial in a box in the backyard.
What you do?
I think so.
Like a goldfish, do you flush it? What do you do?
If it's been good to you, you should give it a proper burial. And have, you know, family and friends and a nice finger plate afterwards.
After 9/11, I have friends that worked on the pile. That was a thing. Like, so once 9/11 happened and the buildings came down, they called it the pile because that's what it was. It was just a pile of rubble. Mm. And they had volunteers. It wasn't just firemen. It was volunteer firemen and volunteers who came and helped clear out the rubble and do whatever work needed to be done and help the dogs or, you know, whatever was happening down there. And every time they found a body part, everybody would stop what they were doing. Mm. They would make these lines and they would, you know, they'd have the coroner come and they would bring it out and people would bow their heads and it would be like a whole thing. You know, they would honor the different body parts as they were being found. And then they were put obviously in a very special place. Mm-hmm. So my friends were down there. They were volunteering. They were in the midst of all this. And somebody found a body part right when they were there. They'd heard about this, but they hadn't been there when a body part had been found. So there they were. And this body part had been found and they start to bring it through this mm-hmm. whole process.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me.
And yeah, it was a dildo. It wasn't a real penis. It was a. So, but I'll tell you something, for how grim that job was, everybody got a laugh and it was like a nice little bit of levity in this horrific. This was right after 9/11. New York was still in shock, like collective shock. And my friend said it was the first light moment they had the entire time. And it was like a gift, you know, they kind of felt like, but it was fun. It was funny, mm-hmm. you know, especially now years later to think about.
But none of those places in those buildings were apartments. They were all places of work.
Yep. Which means somebody had a dildo at work.
Wow.
Which I love. That's my favorite part, that somebody had a dildo at work. Now, I mean, it could have very easily been somebody that was having a bachelorette party and it was in a bag as a gag gift. You know, don't assume that someone had a dildo at work, although
I bet people do. I mean,
people probably have sex toys at work. Look, we spend so much time at work. If you think about the, you know, Americans work so many hours a day.
Okay, but you shouldn't be doing that at work. You can leave that at home.
You know, some people some people have a very, very high sex drive. They do.
At work, though.
Well, think about it like this. If you have a really high sex drive and you have a job that is really stressful and you've got to be there 14 hours a day, 12 hours a day, you need a little release in the middle of the day. That's why they have bathroom stalls. That's the whole reason why there's bathroom stalls.
You can't do that at work.
I'm just telling
you. You can't get paid to do that. That's just wrong.
Again, think of it as a medical condition. Some people have very high sex drives.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. I don't. So we can't relate. But there are people out there that, I mean, they really have a sex drive.
No, I understand. But
do you? Because it sounds like you don't. It sounds like you're being really judgy.
I'm being judgy when you do it at work.
if you're the kind of person that has to have a certain amount of orgasms per day and you're at work 12 hours a day, what choice do you have? You're supposed to go home just to jerk off and then come back?
Thank God we're working from home. That's all I gotta say.
Well, luckily, this is not. I mean, I know you a lot of years. I know you barely have a sex drive. And, mine's normal. Yours is lower than normal. Mine's
right.
Normal.
I could go years.
Right.
And so I think I can go a couple. It's like you and food. You can't go 3 hours without food.
Yeah. I have a high hunger drive.
So if you had a real job that you had to sit behind a desk all day long, you can't sit there and eat all day. Some jobs don't let you.
Okay. That's adorable. But when I was at PLJ and I had to be at work at 3 o'clock in the morning and I was there some days until like noon or one because we had whatever going on, I had a drawer full of food. Plus, I brought food with me and I had my eating planned over the course of the morning. When we play these amount of songs, I have time, I can have a yogurt. Mm-hmm. When we play these amount of songs, I have time, I can have, you know, a Kind bar or whatever I was eating at the time. So I had my food. I would come in the morning and have like a full breakfast right before work.
Oh, I know. I mean, you would.
You remember.
Yeah. You can't go 10 minutes without eating. But what I'm saying is there are certain jobs that you can't eat at your workstation. You can't.
Name one.
Working at BMW, working at...
You can eat at BMW.
You cannot. If you're on the line,
of course
you
can.
No, you can't. You're on the line. You have to eat during break time or lunchtime, and that's it. You can't have food on the floor.
No, there's people that have low blood sugar. There's people that have diabetes. There's people that have to have...
jobs that you can't eat all day.
That is against the law. You can't tell people they can't have food if they have a medical condition. I'm just telling you.
This is why you don't work in these places. Because, Cooper, you're holding up the line. She's eating a hot dog. She's holding up the freaking line. She's eating again.
She's having a banana. Now.
Yeah. No, get her off the line. She's holding. Look at the. It's backed up. But, sir, she's got a medical condition.
That's my favorite thing. Every time I have a job interview and at the end they ask, do you have any questions? I always say, well, I have time to eat. What will my eating schedule be? Priorities.
That's like
priorities, boo.
Yeah, it's like, how many vacation days do I get the first year? Really?
I don't
care. That's something that you're going to ask.
I don't care. Yeah, I could care less about that.
Right. But there's some people that do. So that's even worse. But no, there are jobs. You're holding up the line. Stop it. You can't eat. And you have a medical condition. Sorry, you're jerking off at work and eating. I'm sorry. This is a place of work. You maybe you're not cut out for work.
I want a job that I can jerk off while I eat yogurt. That would be the best job in the world.
All day long, you're just jerking off and eating and holding up the line. Go ahead and fire her now. But sir, she's got a medical condition. She's horny and hungry.
I need to work in one of those strip clubs that have steak. You know those strip clubs you can eat at?
It's like, that's where I gotta go. There's a line of people that want jobs here. Fire her right now.
She's hungry and horny. She's hangry.
But sir, it's a medical condition.
And I'm getting paid for
it. It's not appropriate. It's a kid. She's a kindergarten teacher. She can't do that in front of the kids. But, sir, she's got a medical condition.